Alaska continues to have high dropout and death rates for children and teens, according to an annual report called Kids Count Data Book. KDLG's Mike Mason looked it over for this report.
The new report was prepared by researchers with the University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research, and it was sponsored by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. While there are some disturbing numbers in the book, there are some success stories in Alaska. Kent Spears is a policy analyst with Kids Count Alaska.
Alaska has continued for a number of years to be within the number one or number two spot of lower percentage of infant mortalities and babies born with low birth weight. We have traditionally been the number one or number two spot for that. So it's great to see that we continue with whatever it is that we're doing so that we're having healthy babies.
The data book also outlines the available data about child deaths. The most recent national data is from 2008, and it shows that Alaska had a child death rate of 31 deaths per 100,000 children. That's tied with Wyoming for the highest in the nation. The data book shows that over 4.4 thousand students in Alaska were classified as homeless in the 2010-2011 school year, which is up 31% compared to the 2008-2009 school year. The narrative for that section of the Kids Count data book reads that it's appalling that thousands of Alaska schoolchildren don't have regular homes, especially the more than 500 who are living in cars or campgrounds or other places where no one should have to live. Spears says it was important to include that sentence in the data book.
It surprised and continues to surprise us here at Kids Count Alaska how many children are living in cars, campgrounds, hotels, motels, with absolutely no secure nighttime residence.
The data book also includes detailed information about poverty and other economic factors impacting kids. For instance, in 2010, 13% of Alaska's children lived in poverty. That's the lowest rate in the nation, but it's up from the 11% in 2008. The authors of the data book stress that the poverty data does not account for the effects of Alaska's higher living costs. Spears says resources for children living in poverty are more easily accessible in the lower 48 states.
So when we're talking to our counterparts about the situation here in Alaska, we're happy to report that it's getting better for children, but comparing us to investments that have been made and new policies that have been put into place might still not be enough for kids living in Alaska. As we know, food prices are higher, transportation prices are higher, fuel is higher.
Kids 18 or younger make up nearly a third of Alaska's overall population. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.